This podcast is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, Safer, Healthier People.
Welcome to A Cup of Health with CDC, a weekly broadcast of the MMWR, the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. I'm your host, Matthew Reynolds. One in five adults has a disability. We have ramps for building access, designated parking, and accommodations for people who have disabilities. However, considerably fewer people who have disabilities are meeting their physical activity needs than people without disabilities. Today, we'll talk with Dr. Brian Armour, a health scientist in CDC's Division of Human Development and Disability. Dr. Armour is part of a team that analyzed data concerning physical activity among people who have disabilities. Welcome to the show, Dr. Armour.
Thank you.
Dr. Armour, what are the activity recommendations for people who have disabilities?
CDC recommends that people get at least 30 minutes of moderate intensity activity at least 5 days a week, or 20 minutes of vigorous intensity activity at least 3 days per week. Examples of moderate physical activity include walking or gardening, anything that slightly increases the heart rate or breathing. Examples of vigorous physical activity include running or heavy yard work. That is anything, any activity that greatly increases your heart rate or your breathing.
What precautions would you recommend for people who have disabilities beginning an exercise regimen?
We would recommend that people with disabilities contact their physician before engaging in any type of physical activity.
There's growing evidence that Americans as a whole aren't getting enough physical activity. What have you found relative to people who have disabilities and their amount of exercise?
Approximately 40% of adults with a disability get recommended levels of physical activity compared with 50% of adults without a disability. In addition, adults with a disability are more likely to be physically inactive. Twice as many are physically inactive compared with adults without a disability.
So that would translate to secondary health problems as well?
Yeah, for example, obesity, social isolation, depression.
What are the barriers that people who have disabilities face in getting enough physical activity?
The barriers that exist for people with disabilities include environment, for example, lack of sidewalks, also transportation barriers. There are some barriers that are also unique to people with disabilities, and these include things like having an accessible gym or having staff that are trained to meet the physical activity needs of adults with disabilities.
October is National Disability Awareness Month. What's CDC doing to help people who have disabilities?
CDC currently funds 16 states with the goal of promoting health and wellness among people with disabilities. In addition, CDC administers grants to Special Olympics and also the National Center on Physical Activity and Disability. And as many of our listeners might know, that Special Olympics' goal is to promote physical activity through competition for people with intellectual disabilities.
Where can people go for more information on accessible facilities and programs for adults who have disabilities?
People with disabilities can contact the National Center on Physical Activity and Disability at 1-800-900-8086. That is 1-800-900-8086. They offer free information, service on a wide range of topics related to physical activity, including fitness, recreation, and sports.
Is there a website that people can visit for more information as well?
People can go to www.ncpad.org.
Dr. Armour, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Matthew.
That's it for this week's show. Don't forget to join us next week. Until then, be well. This is Matthew Reynolds for A Cup of Health with CDC.
To access the most accurate and relevant health information that affects you, your family, and your community, please visit www.cdc.gov.